Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
Buddha based his teachings on observing the nature of the mind. So his observation was that all of us, without exception, are always seeking happiness. That's just something that's at work within us all the time. Everybody wants to be happy. There's really no point where we're like, no, I want to suffer. I mean, sometimes maybe, but even then we think I want to suffer because it's going to make me happy. So everybody wants to be happy all the time, and everyone wants to be free from suffering. And our problem is that we don't know how to find happiness. We want to be happy, but we actually literally don't know where to find it. Otherwise, we would have found it by now. And yet everyone is still seeking. Every day we're seeking and occasionally finding, and maybe finding a little bit, maybe a relative contentment, or maybe just a lot of stress and tension and feeling overwhelmed and anguished and, you know, unhappy. Depends. But essentially what we're all looking for is actually an ongoing experience of happiness. The fact that we want happiness all the time indicates that, doesn't it? That we want an ongoing experience of happiness. What Geshe Kelsang calls in his books, lasting, permanent happiness. And according to Buddha, through again his observation, and we can say experimentation, which is really what we're doing when we're meditating, he discovered that happiness is definitely possible. In fact, and this is the astounding kind of insight, even though really it's just like a foundational step within Buddhist practice, but it's an astounding insight, which is that happiness is natural to the mind. It's natural for the mind to be happy. What? Anyway, if you've been coming, we've been establishing this every week because we actually have to reestablish it again and again and again, because we're so, in a sense, conditioned by the notion that actually happiness is difficult, that it requires this enormously complicated assembly of conditions to produce happiness, of, you know, job and accommodation and partner and amount of money in the bank and stock portfolio and insurance policy and amount of vacation and then garden and room with a view and weather, you know, and ideally, you know, vacation home and so on. Garden. And that's before we even touched upon the interior design and you know, not to mention, you know, the teeth. And it's like endless. Endless. I mean, there are some people out there who think, you know what I need? A super yacht. I'll tell you one thing I don't need. A super yacht. Anyway, I happened to go on a family vacation this summer, and there were a lot of super yachts floating by. Anyway, so I'm obsessed with them. And how they clearly don't work to fulfill our basic wish for happiness. Our basic wish for happiness. So what Buddha discovered, and you know, this is what we need to, in a sense, rediscover for ourselves every day through meditation, is that when we simply let go of following our ordinary discursive thoughts and allow our mind to settle, we will experience just naturally a peaceful mind. You know, the example I used, if I shake the water, it shakes. I can't just want the water to stop shaking while carrying on shaking it, right? That's not going to work. If you saw me trying to do that, like if I was going up to each and every one of you and just saying, I really wish this water would settle down, but I keep shaking it, then, you know, you'd constantly try to say, maybe stop shaking it, you know? And oddly enough, that's essentially what Buddha keeps telling us. Maybe you should stop following those thoughts that are shaking your mind, that are agitating your mind. Stop believing in the agitated thoughts, the anxious thoughts, the overwhelmed thoughts, the angry thoughts, the envious thoughts, the jealous thoughts, the tight thoughts, you know, the miserly thoughts. And so maybe we should stop following those. But we don't stop following them. Why not? Because we think of them as our friends. We think anger's going to protect me. Anxiety is essential for future planning. And so on. We think jealousy's going to get me what I want, even though it's literally doing the opposite. Just making you constantly aware that you don't have what you want and really rubbing your face in it. But we are, to follow, to use the word that Buddha used and Geshe Kelsang uses in all of his books, we are deluded. We are deluded beings. And we are under the influence of delusions, anger, jealousy, greed, uncontrolled desire, and so on. And because we don't recognize that these minds are deluded, we believe them, we trust them, we literally entrust ourselves to our anger. We entrust ourselves to our desirous attachment that keeps telling us, no, happiness is out there. It's out there. In the aforementioned arrangement of all the various conditions, it's out there. You just haven't quite worked out the interior design yet, but you're close. And no, it's not, because as I just said, meditation teaches us that when we stop following the discursive thoughts, when we allow our mind to settle, when we essentially put the glass down, the water will settle naturally. The mind will settle naturally. And within that settled mind, we will discover peace. A peaceful mind. And as Geshe Kelsang says, you know, and I've been quoting every time, right in the first chapter of this book, first chapter is called Inner Peace. And Geshe Kelsang says, the real source of happiness is inner peace. The real source of happiness is inner peace. Because that's actually what we discover. Within that peaceful mind, if we give ourselves permission to kind of like abide there, to really taste it deeply, we discover a lightness, a spaciousness, a flexibility, a happiness, an authentic happiness that does not depend upon something outside of yourself. An authentic happiness that does not depend upon being stimulated in some way. Because being stimulated will never be an authentic happiness. Because at some point the stimulation stops. And if you've been depending upon a certain external condition for your happiness, actually, if you depend upon a certain external condition for your happiness, you will be anxious. Does that make sense? Geshe Kelsang, he likens it to a child who has built a sandcastle and now is upset when they see the tide beginning to come in. Everything changes, doesn't it? I don't know if you've noticed. And essentially, sorry to have to bring this news to you, but everything is going to collapse. Everything that you feel you need for your happiness in terms of relationship, accommodation, job, blah, 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 blah. We can't stay with any of it. Everything changes. Nothing is fixed. And you might think, well, how can there be lasting permanent happiness then? Because it doesn't depend upon those impermanent external conditions. It's a natural quality within our mind. So when we do breathing meditation, which again, we're going to do, and I'm going to talk for a little bit, then we're going to do again a nice long meditation where we have the opportunity to experience our mind settling, to focus on that settled mind, that peaceful quality in the mind, and really to, ideally, to really give yourself over to it. Like just to, go hang gliding in that peaceful heart. And have an experience of pure happiness that is natural to you. And within that experience, we also discover that the more time we spend there, the more we, in a sense, give ourselves over to that experience will expand. Your peaceful mind is not just a little bit of peace. It's not just a little bit of happiness, but you will begin to sense that it is potentially vast. It is potentially an all-pervading experience of happiness and peace that will eventually become your natural state of being. And basically tonight, that's what we're going to be looking at. Mostly after the meditation, I want to establish how it is that we can know that lasting happiness is definitely possible. And if we think about that very, very deeply, because we have to think about it deeply, and most importantly, if we familiarize ourselves with that truth, that lasting peace and happiness is definitely possible, and it's not even difficult. It does require familiarity. So we can say it requires training. You have to train yourself in viewing the world from this new perspective where you understand that inner peace is the real source of happiness. But if you become very familiar with that and really understand that that is true, that is going to profoundly affect your life. Because, already established, right? Everybody wants to be happy. At the moment, we're seeking happiness in a place where there's no happiness to be found, outside of ourselves. But if we really begin to recognize for ourselves the validity that happiness is definitely possible, in other words, the fulfillment of our wishes is definitely possible, and all I need to do is learn to focus on those peaceful, positive minds, we will discover a lot of energy to do so. Just as at the moment, we have a lot of energy, don't we? We have a lot of energy to go happiness hunting on a Friday night. And then a Saturday night. And then a Sunday night. Well, maybe by Sunday night, you're worn out. And now you're just happiness hunting on Netflix. Or whatever. Whatever. But we have a lot of energy. We invest so much energy in manipulating those externals and never quite getting what we want, and sometimes getting literally the opposite of that. A face full of suffering, you know? So imagine if all that energy were actually invested in that which will definitely produce the goods. Now we need to explore this. You know, I'm not trying to sell you anything. 100% guaranteed. Actually, Geshe Kelsang, he used to say that. He said, I will sign on this, that if you actually do this, it will definitely produce happiness. So I will give you a money back guarantee. But I mean, basically, it's free. That's the whole point. It's all there. You have your own internal resource, always there, always accessible to you, always available to you. Okay, good. So one of the things that we started looking at last week, and I just want to carry on, and then I want us to meditate on it, is that, well, I'll read the question again that Geshe Kelsang asks. Where he says, since we all have within us our own source of peace and happiness, we may wonder why it is so hard to maintain a continually peaceful and joyful mind. So we have our own source of peace and happiness. So why can't we just go there right now and just do that? I mean, we could in theory. But unfortunately, again, it's the delusions that keep telling us to go elsewhere. And in particular, what happens is when things go wrong, in other words, when things don't go according to the way we want them to or are expecting them to, we get unhappy. And when those unhappy thoughts arise, we find them very difficult to shake. Do you know what I mean? We get trapped in agitated, unhappy minds. Hurt minds, insecure minds, anxious minds, angry towards others, angry towards ourselves, and so forth. And sometimes, unfortunately, we can really inhabit those states of mind for a very long time. I mean, some people, it's their entire human life trapped in a variety of painful states of mind to the point where we feel I am an intrinsically anxious person. Maybe some of you think that. I'm a worrier. It's what I do. I'm good at it. I feel quite proud about it. I can get anxious with the best of them. Or I'm an angry person, or I'm a depressed person. I mean, in our society, there's a lot of people. So it's really important to know that it's definitely possible for us to let go of the unhappy thoughts. Now, again, this requires training, but it's just really useful to know that it's definitely possible.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.